In today's passage from St. Luke's Gospel, we are told that Jesus is standing by the Lake of Gennesaret when he sees Peter and his partners returning from a long, unproductive night of fishing. Jesus asked them to go out and try again. Experienced fishermen like Peter knew that the best fishing was done at night. So Peter's agreeing to go out in the heat of the day at Jesus' urging was an act of considerable faith. And as today's gospel recounts, Peter's faith was rewarded abundantly. But what happens throws Peter. There is no doubt in Peter's mind that Jesus is of God. And the realization that God has entered into his life as a struggling fisherman is more than Peter can handle. Peter recognizes his own unworthiness and humbleness in the sight of God. But Jesus assures Peter that he has not come to drive sinners away, but to bring them back to God, to catch them in the net of God's love. The prophet Isaiah has a similar overwhelming experience of the divine in our first reading. In a vision of the Lord enthroned in glory, attended by hosts of angels, Isaiah is called to be God's prophet to the Jews, now exiled from the northern kingdom of Israel by the Assyrians. In Isaiah's time, it was believed that to see the face of God would lead to one's doom. And so Isaiah, like Peter, shrinks away in fear before the sight of the Holy One. But God's face is revealed to the prophet, and God assures Isaiah of an abundance of grace to aid him in the work that he is being called to do, just as Christ, the Anointed One of God, calls Peter and company to set out in the deep water to catch souls, reconciling them to God, who is love and mercy itself. In our second reading, the Apostle Paul reflected on this scene, this sense of God, the same idea of God taking the initiative in our salvation, recreating us through his divine grace. Despite our obtrusiveness and self-centeredness, Paul assures the Christians at Corinth and us that we always remain in the beloved, in God's beloved, in his love. The gift of God's grace and his love to us enables us to recreate ourselves in the life of God's risen one by our openness to the gift of God's powerful grace. And so, my sisters and brothers, when we realize that God loves us despite our sins and shortcomings, when we are able to trust enough in the grace of God to set out into the deep water that challenges us to live our Catholic Christian faith to the full, we become faithful disciples whose lives are wondrously changed, whose efforts will bear abundant good fruit, and whose catch will be overflowing. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the coming week.